Blog Talk Radio.
When was the last time you got to be 100% real, y'all? I don't want y'all holding back nothing.
On my Timberlands, stepping like a criminal. Success is so imminent. Pink champagne, black Rolls Royce, eggplant double-breasted suit from Tom Ford. Bon voyage, left haters in the fog. Look up in the sky, bet you recognize a boss. Look into my eyes as I fantasize for us. Still lacking shy like this is a glass crush. Money coming fast, I'm never in a rush, no. Plus another 20 in a tuck. Send me in a truck, another 40 on the wrist. Bought a meal on my mind, got me living like I pitch. Dodging and Robin Givens, ballin' like I'm Roger Clemens. Still in a game uniform, all in it. She gets Chanel, ski trips to Vail. Only the highest grade, like trees that I inhale.
This is our song.
of time hanging out at gas stations, on the side of the road, loitering at spots, not causing any trouble or anything, but yeah, hanging out at train stations, bus stops, on the side of the road, camping under bridges. I am homeless in every sense of the literal word. I don't have a home, I don't pay rent, I don't have a car. All I have is a bicycle, two bags on it, as you've seen me cycling all over the world, but specifically the last, I think I'm on day like 104 or 5, riding from Alaska to wherever presently I want to be, because I'm not on a trip. I have no place to be because I don't have a home. I don't have a job other than the job that I'm self-employed at, which powers me and allows me to do this type of travel without having to go to work. And that's why I am also not homeless, which is why I've actually had a hard time making this video. It's been in my mind for a long time because it feels so gross and disingenuous for me to identify with the homeless community, because I'm the last person to ever be homeless. I grew up in a very financially but also emotionally privileged household. I make money on the internet. I have a drone. I have cameras. I have a computer. I make about $1,000 a month right now. I'm very open and transparent, not embarrassed or afraid to talk about how much I make over time, because like, who cares? I'm just doing my best, and I'm not embarrassed if people support me. But right now, that's about how much money I make, $1,000 a month, on my whole platform. So that includes Patreon, ebook sales, YouTube, all together. I gotta live on that, which is far more than I think the average homeless person is able to live on, of course. And I'm so privileged. I get to sleep in my friends' homes, and I look presentable, and that's why when I knock on people's doors, they usually let me in to stay at their house, as you've seen over the last hundreds of videos, whereas the homeless person in the homeless sense whose life is maybe not as stable as mine for sure, would not be let into certain places for a number of reasons, because people are afraid of those who suffer with drug addictions or are just in a time in their life when things are really rough and struggling and they don't have a lot of stability. And I feel so privileged and lucky because, just checking my phone, my friend's picking me up. I feel lucky and interesting in my life right now, because while I sometimes, you know, I'm in Berkeley, I'm in the Bay Area, so when I walk down the street and I see a homeless person, maybe with a sign, I see them with their dirty clothes, maybe ripped up, just the classic image of a homeless person sitting on the side of the road asking for help. And when I walk by them, I relate in a certain way because I've lived homeless just every single day. I don't know where I'm going to be sleeping that night. And I can relate in that way. And I also have the freedom that, oh, this is so hard. This video is so hard to make because I feel like anything I say is going to be taken out of context. Like, there are benefits to being homeless. And by homeless, I mean minimalist. I don't mean the sense of the word, like, you're on the streets and you don't make money, maybe you have a drug addiction, just or a mental disability, or for some reason, you know, your life has panned out this way due to the culmination of experiences, maybe lack of support you've got, who knows. But there are benefits to being homeless, and that's what this video is going to be about. Not homeless on the streets in the homeless sense of the word. I just have to keep saying it because I feel so weird saying it's good to be homeless. Like, oh, privilege, dude, it says it's good to be homeless. Not like that. I mean literally the sense of the word. I'm a minimalist. I don't have a home, I don't have a car payment, and my life is very unpredictable sometimes. I do sleep under bridges, I do sleep on the road. But there are so many benefits to being homeless. I hate cleaning a house. When I have ever lived in an apartment or a house, it's disgusting because I have so many things going on in my head and I have so many activities I constantly want to do that I can't justify just like cleaning a house. It's just not for me. And so when I do live somewhere, I'm a slob, and that's no way to live because that's not fun. So there's a benefit of being homeless. What else? You know, I wake up every day and just decide how I want to spend my day. If you have a home, odds are you have a job. Odds are you have to go places and work in order to live in that spot. I was talking to my friend Ben and my friend Brian sort of about these concepts yesterday, and they were like, I pay, and you know, they were talking about the percentage of money that they pay to rent based on their income. And a lot of times, month to month, it's sometimes 50% or more of people's livable of people's income goes to their rent, goes to a house that maybe is cold and not even serving them. I mean, definitely serving them in a sense of shelter. But like for me, I was never happy living in one place at a time. I hated cleaning my house. Like, it wasn't serving me. I much prefer to not have that responsibility where I have to make a bunch of money and work on something that work to the amount that I don't want to. I love my freedom. I work really hard making videos and editing videos all the time. I'm a pretty productive YouTuber, as you know, and I also bike around. I'm always doing stuff all day. But my job is to live an exciting and fulfilling life. Whereas a lot of people, if you just assume you have to have a home and live in a cool place, a lot of people are going to be forced to work a job that they don't like just in order to live in the house. But do you even want that in the first place? We don't question enough. You need to question, is being homeless something that maybe would suit you? Living through couch surfing, maybe living in a van, living with friends, camping out, traveling, or does it serve you to live in a home? Do you like to have a kitchen? That is something. Here, I'll talk about the downsides of being homeless. So the benefits are pretty much lack of responsibility. Definitely, you get to save money because you're not paying for rent. And then you also just have weight off your shoulders. You have much less to worry about. You have less anxiety. Unless you are anxious about sleeping under bridges by yourself, which I can understand that too, but that's very comfortable for me. What's not comfortable for me is waking up in the same place every day, being bored and wanting more adventure, and also having to clean. downsides of being homeless. I don't have a kitchen, so my diet is just depending on where I am, which actually for me serves me also because I struggle with eating disorder, self-harm, exercise addiction. When I'm living in one place and I'm able to control my food and have a kitchen and cook my meals all the time, I get too controlling. So by being homeless, I'm forced to just be in this fight or flight survival mode where I'm no longer punishing myself with calorie restriction. When I see food that is vegan, I'm so grateful to eat it no matter what it is, just because that's not what I'm worrying about, like to be perfectly 100% healthy. Instead, I'm worrying about other things in life, which actually is healthy for me and my body. So that's one of the downsides could be, or for me, it's kind of an upside. But I like to have a kitchen once in a while. Sometimes I crave that. The idea of having a Vitamix and frozen bananas sounds really good sometimes when I'm eating bread and chips and Oreos or something like that, which I get at a gas station and I have no other options. What else? Homelessness is one of the saddest things, period. When I see human beings who clearly need help and support and don't have the basic physical or mental amenities that they need, like a support community or food or warm clothing, and they maybe have disease, skin rashes, whatever. It's one of the most disturbing things that we live in a world where some people make millions or billions of dollars a year and other people live on the streets. It blows my mind. And I have to mention this in this video too. I think a part of the reason why I am so attracted to this lifestyle and hanging out in maybe sketchy spots and being homeless is honestly white man's freaking privilege, burden, guilt. I'll be totally honest. It makes me feel happy right now in my life, given the way that I grew up, which was so privileged, and in many ways I can even say unfair, the fact that I could live that way where other people live with so little. It makes me feel good that I am experiencing a different side of life that is the human experience for a lot of people. Not exactly, because I do not live a drugged out, painful, homeless existence. I live a very privileged homeless existence, but it's on the spectrum of a more unpredictable lifestyle that I think I feel like I deserve, or it's my obligation to experience that given the other side of life that I have been given. So this is an interesting thing that I want to talk about more on my channel. It ties into the whole minimalist concept. You know, the other day I was realizing, I actually realized this a long time ago, probably on a bike ride one day, but, you know, in the minimalist community, which is a very trending, amazing, beautiful community that the internet has birthed, you know, we have the vegan community, and minimalism is such an important part, I think, of health and living a good lifestyle, getting rid of the material possessions that just don't serve you anymore, and feeling such a better, more light energy in your life, not weighted down by things that are totally not serving you. But a lot of the minimalist teachers and instructors in the movement talk about like their minimalist house and like their minimalist couch and minimalist other things. I'm one of the most minimalist people around making YouTube videos. I don't have a house. I have everything on a bicycle that I can ride anywhere at any time. So I need to tap into making videos about minimalism because I've learned so much how to narrow down the possessions you have to bring you value and just like appreciate being grateful for being alive, which is a minimalist concept, instead of valuing your self-worth based on the things you have or activities you do, and just appreciating to being able to breathe. So thank you for watching this video. I hope I did not offend anyone. I didn't try. My intention is not to offend anyone. I just wanted to share this because it has been in my heart. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, please leave them below in the comments. I will get back to you. Subscribe to my channel if you dig the content. And if you came to this video because you saw the title and you don't know, I make daily vlogs. That's the base of my channel. These talking to camera videos are super fun. I want to do more. Leave me suggestions down below. But also go check out my daily vlogs of me riding all over the world and North America right now and interacting with humans and Mother Earth. Much love. Dream extreme. Namaste.
Hope all is well. Of course, this is Gloves Off, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 929-477-3423. Slide through. This is, as you can hear by the clip, it's Homeless on Purpose. And I know that they have a lot of times on the news and different platforms that people see people sleeping in tents in different states. I know they are in NY, and they are in a lot of places in Cali. But if you do, if you just look a little deeper, this is where the research come in at. Like he was saying, not all of them have a mental illness. Not all of them are destitute. Not all of them are hurting for no money either. You see what I'm saying? Wow. You have people stressing out, killing themselves over jobs and other shit and trying to, you know, go to work to maintain, you know, this whatever, you know, whatever bullshit, you know, like I said, I picked him in particular because, like he said, he could easily just go back, you know, just be living the good life. Like he was saying, he makes money. He got his online business. He got his parents, came from privilege, all that shit. And at the end, you know, it was kind of refreshing to hear him say, you know, I guess it was because of, you know, white man's guilt. So that was kind of cool that he mentioned that. So, like I was saying, so when people say, I can't live this lifestyle, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, you know, it's sometimes you just got to research and then look a little deeper. It's this guy, I don't know if he's still there, but I think he was in California, older man or older gentleman, an OG guard that had his, he had a, like, what do you call a mansion? You know, in the tunnel of the expressway or whatever have you, and he had everything all set up, the beds and all of that shit, and, you know, he had the rooms for rent and all that type of thing. So I think it's just like a mindset and a thing, you know, about this elevation and, you know, enlightenment and things of that nature, where we trying to come to a place of, you know, extracting yourself from the matrix. And another thing he mentioned in the clip was simplicity, practicing simplicity and, you know, not really caring about a lot of shit that don't really mean anything to your divine journey, and not really wanting the responsibility of a job and working for somebody and, you know, things of that nature. So, like I said, being able to hear that type of thing where you know, he's just said, okay, I could easily, you know, do this, you know, do the same life others are doing, you know, have the home, have the condo, have the apartment, have the townhouse, have the da-da-da-da-da. But like he said, a lot of people don't, you know, want that responsibility of just, you know, doing what everybody else is doing or what they've been seeing everybody else doing or, you know, going along with the go-along. So I appreciate your time. Hopefully this going to be, you know, I'm not going to be long-winded tonight. I'm just going to be pretty much straight to the point. A lot of my lives might be a little bit longer, but as far as the show, we just going to stick straight to the point so we can, you know, I know everybody got stuff to do, you know, Smiley. So, Haru, I appreciate you, God. Can you run the next clip for me, God, if possible?
I spend a lot of time hanging out at gas stations.
Hi there, it's Naomi. I wanted to say hello and make sure that you guys know thank you from the bottom of my heart for subscribing to my channel. I appreciate it so much, and I just want you to know that it's very appreciated. And I'm so thankful to have anybody getting some kind of enjoyment, even if it's purely for entertainment purposes. Thanks, guys. And I'm coming to you live from the beach. So we're in California, actually Santa Barbara, California. And check out this killer sunset, guys. Oh, so beautiful. I just thought, you know what? As long as weather permits, I'm just going to keep it outside. I actually lived here for about 2.5 years. Just a few months ago, I packed up my stuff and I moved to the central area of California in Bakersfield, as some of you might know where that is. I have a large amount of family that lives in that area, and about a week ago, I just knew that wasn't for me. I packed up my stuff and I put it in storage. So I moved twice in the last 2 months. The reason that I chose to do this here at the beach right now, and hopefully it's not too noisy in the background, I feel like a nomad right now. So being a nomad is actually not something that's crazy or foreign to me. My entire life, even when I was a young kid, we moved houses probably every year and a half, maybe 2 years. And we stayed in the same town until I was about 13 years old. And then we moved to a few other towns, but I carried that on. I always felt like that's something about me and my life that I love going places. And turns out that's actually what my career was about, traveling. I worked in aviation for almost 20 years, just right under 20 years. I love going places. I love doing things. For me, living out of a suitcase and a backpack, it's not a big deal. It's actually where I feel most comfortable, what I'm doing. It's a little weird, though, when your family and your friends ask you, so what are you going to do next? Where are you moving to if you're moving out? Nowhere. I'm going to couch surf for a while. I'm going to visit family and friends and hang out and check out who the real me is. So as I mentioned in my last video, my husband and I of 15 years, we've been together, married for about 8 of those years. We recently decided to split up, and we're doing it consciously. It's actually a really amicable split. It's no drama. I don't feel, and I, you know, if you ask him, he would probably feel the same way. Maybe I'll ask him to do one of these videos with me, talk about it. We decided that he would keep the current apartment that we're in, and then I would move out, and I decided to go where family was. And although it was really great for a couple months, I realized very quickly that I was paying rent for a place that I never used. It actually was a very expensive closet. I ended up visiting my family and visiting friends, and I never was there, and I thought, why am I wasting money, especially when I, you know, have a limited budget right now and I didn't know what my next month would be. As you know, also in my last video, I mentioned that I'm doing a business. I own an online boutique, and I'll put that information also in the comments. And I've never done that before. I've always wanted to do something around fashion. I finally got the courage to do it, and I've learned so much about what not to do and what to do. We could have probably about 20 videos alone on how to open your own online business, and depending on what kind of scale, what kind of area, women's, men's, kids, we could have a lot of material to talk about. That's for later. My heart lies in California. My heart has always been in California. I was born and raised in California on the Central Coast, in between, halfway exactly, between San Francisco and Los Angeles in San Luis Obispo County. And it's always had my heart. It's always had a place in my heart. And for the 20 years that I was working and in my career, I moved all over the world, actually. I spent time on the East Coast. I spent time in the Midwest. I spent time in Central America. I spent time in South America living. I also did a really tiny stint in Europe, and all of it was amazing and wonderful, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But my heart always wanted to come back here, and there's something about the ocean for me. I don't know if anybody can relate to that. I'm sure you can. A bunch of people can relate to that. But there's something about the ocean that's just so peaceful and so cleansing. And it's coming up. I can see it coming up. So if I get run over by a wave, if I get splashed, I can feel it hitting the back of my feet. If I get splashed by the wave, you'll know what that's all about. This right here, all this beauty has been calling me back. My husband at the time got a job here on the Central Coast. Thought, you know what, that's just perfect. I'm glad to be home. I don't think it's an accident that it happened at the same time that we decided to get a separation, that we got back home, for me, Santa Barbara area. And here I am enjoying it. I just finished a meeting that I had, and I've got a few really good friends here who are actually in a similar boat than I am, and they're trying to open their new businesses. And I guess one of the key things through this all has been finding people, few and far between as I have so far, finding people that are trying to do what you're doing is the key to success, because nothing can be done alone. You can have the best resources, you can have the best mentors, you can have the best everything, but if you don't have either a mastermind or a resource or a women's group or something that's motivating you, holding you accountable, an accountability coach, a life coach, you're not going to make things happen, because nobody can do it by themselves. That's probably the biggest piece of advice that I would drop for starting things on your own. It's even helped me in this whole moving situation where I knew I needed to leave my house with my husband, but I didn't know where I needed to go. And in the group that I'm a part of, I was able to figure out that I just needed to be by family for a few minutes, and that's what I did. So, and it worked for me. Okay, guys, I'm gonna leave you here. This is I guess technically episode 2 of my new life, and I gotta say, this is pretty freaking amazing, no? I mean, not, you know, the beach is not everybody's favorite, but I think a lot of people really do resonate with it, and it's so freaking pretty here. I mean, guys, it's like October 31st. Happy Halloween, 2018. Thanks for watching. Again, I actually worked on my website, so I have a website ready to go. It's actually not ready to go. But I have a website information, and bear with me, because this is all an experiment, guys. So no pressure, right? This is all an experiment. I don't really know how it's all going to work out. I don't know where it's going to go. All I know is that documenting it, and at some point I hope that even if one person gets something out of this, even if that person's me, that we got something going on here. But thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your time.
Peace and love. Love's all. As you can see, there's another scenario where she was married, she got separated, you know, they had to go to separate ways. And like she was saying, just a lot of suitcase travel, things of that nature. A lot of people, some people know that I have an RV and don't want an RV lifestyle, camping out and shit like that. So, you know, this show is just kind of something to make suggestions on doing some new things, doing some new ways to live, some new ways to not have to pay bills and get by.
Good day, YouTube. My name is Lavelle.
And my name is Paris.
And we are
Novel Culture,
where we aim to inform and motivate people who are tired of living in the
city. But yeah, it's all good. But you know, like I said, that next video is going to be about homesteading. So for people that are interested in homesteading and pretty much staying at home, whatever have you, of course we have that avenue as well. Of course, you know, people that want to keep alive, you know, about that'd be the biggest thing to kind of get, you know, with all your journey, all your things to track, even if you're already what happens is you, like, you know, all the time, people that, you know, momentarily, and you know, people, a lot of people, if you're living a simple, you know, simple life, they feel like they're doing something. You know, just like in that clip, he sounded so free. She sounded so free. And that's the real thing that a lot of people want to get to, be able to travel when they feel like, move around when they feel like. And a lot of times it takes a huge sacrifice of simplicity and things that a lot of people aren't used to at a certain uncomfortable level that people have to reach and master and embark on. And a lot of times people don't really want to do that. So, I'm just here to kind of, make suggestions and get people, mindset into a different space than just doing the same old thing that they're used to seeing or traditionally or things of that nature. So, Haru, run the next clip, God, and hopefully we can wrap this up early. I appreciate you. Might be having technical difficulty. Can you hear me, Haru? You good, God? Then, by the way, I did a lot of researching on tents and things of that nature. So when you see people in tents, they're not necessarily freezing. A lot of these tents are crazy, crazy great weatherproof tents. So a lot of times they have the built-in, heating components and built-in Wi-Fi and things of that nature. So it just depends on, you know, the price range and the, you know, the additional bells and whistles that the tents, you know, entail. So, you know, I would really, you know, tents can go anywhere from $300 and up. So like I was saying, that's kind of why, you know, it would lead me to the RV lifestyle. Is because, like I said, it's a house on wheels, it's home on wheels, and then you could just kind of move around freely, and then you kind of be rent-free. And that's kind of really what a lot of people's issue is. But like I was saying, on the opposite polarity, you have people that have already embraced a simpler life and have let go of a lot of the material things that were holding them back, kind of enslaving them, so to speak. Because, like I said, a lot of people, that's what my sister was talking about earlier. She's a male barber. I mean, female barber, I apologize. She's a female barber. So she was just talking about, you know, she pays so much for the booth rent that she doesn't have enough revenue to funnel into her other investments and things and dreams that she has going on. So even though she's kind of an entrepreneur, she still feels like she's enslaved, so to speak, because there's so much of her passive revenue going towards just pretty much, you know, surviving just to come right back to work again, you know. So it's kind of a lot of people that's going through that at this point in time. So it's going to take a major sacrifice in order to get to a place where you can be financially free or just free of worries and bills and shit like that. So I appreciate you, Haru, run that.
Hello to everyone. My name is NC Lightworker, and welcome to the Black Off-Grid YouTube channel. I'm going to be sharing my journey towards a self-reliant lifestyle by building an off-grid homestead. Now, mind you, I am not an expert by any means. Therefore, I do not respond to any questions, comments, or emails because as a lightworker, I am only here to present the information. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to post your location in the intro video to this channel because you may be able to link up with like-minded people in your area. Thank you for tuning in, and let's get started.
She has a lot of pauses in between, by the way, y'all. Hang in there.
In the intro video to this channel, I mentioned that I will be sharing my journey as it relates to becoming self-reliant by building an off-grid homestead. So let's cover some basic concepts. Self-reliance is the act of taking full responsibility as it relates to food, water, shelter, self-defense, defense of your property, medical, and hygiene. Essentially, all of these things are necessary for your survival. Instead of relying on the grocery store for food, I will be growing my own fruits and vegetables and raising animals for meat. Instead of paying the county or city for water, I will be building a rainwater system. Living off-grid means that you do not rely on the traditional power grid that is operated by an energy company. You supply your own needs as it relates to energy, usually via solar panels, generator, or wind turbine. So yes, you can still have modern conveniences like a TV, computer, and microwave while living off the grid.
Told you she does some pauses in between.
First things first, you're going to have to put down that cell phone, turn off the TV, and start doing the research.
Oops.
A subscription to a magazine that is dedicated to the self-reliant lifestyle is a great starting point. Also, you will definitely need to start your personal library. I currently have over 200 books and counting. Thrift stores are a great resource. You can easily find books about gardening and how-to books like how to build a patio or how to do your own landscaping. The next step is to start daydreaming about your future homestead. How many acres do you want? What types of fruits and vegetables do you want to grow? Will your off-grid homestead have livestock? Maybe a nice fishing pond? The possibilities are endless. Well, I hate to have to burst your bubble, but after you're finished daydreaming, you're gonna have to be realistic. Establishing an off-grid homestead is a very gradual process, and please know that it may take several years for your homestead to look and function the way that you envisioned. Building a homestead is a lesson in patience, flexibility, and perseverance.
She's still there.
Where your land is located is very important because it's going to dictate how your homestead will look and function. For example, there are certain fruits and vegetables that simply won't grow in certain areas of the country. You may have livestock that require a certain climate or environment to be able to thrive. Again, this is where I stress the importance of doing the research. I'm going to be building an off-grid house by hand and with Cobb. Cobb is an all-natural building material that incorporates the mixture of clay, sand, straw, and water. Since my house will essentially be made of quote-unquote mud, I knew that purchasing land in eastern North Carolina, which is notorious for flooding, was out of the question. After doing further research, I learned that it is not recommended that you build with Cobb in elevations greater than 500 feet, so purchasing land in the mountains was ruled out. Therefore, my future homestead is going to be located somewhere smack dab in the middle of the state.
Still there?
I will be establishing my homestead on a very limited budget. Since the materials to build with Cobb can be sourced directly from the earth, I will be able to build my house at a very minimal cost. Secondly, having the ability to fight a fire on a homestead is crucial. So the fact that Cobb is fireproof was a major factor for choosing to build with it.
Okay.
How many acres you purchase will largely depend on your budget and how you want your homestead to look and function. Now, I am a single woman with no children. I'm looking to purchase 1, maybe 2 acres of land. My plan is to have some chickens, mainly for eggs, raise quails and rabbits for meat, and maybe some dairy goats. Tell you truth, I'm still up in the air about those gosh darn goats, so we'll just have to see. 1 acre of land is equal to 43,560 square feet, so 1 acre is about the size of a football field minus the end zones. You can do a lot with just 1 acre of land.
Yep.
5 acres or more is generally recommended for a family.
Yep. I'm trying to make sure that's it, y'all, because she, in that particular clip, she had a lot of space in between. Okay, I think that's it. All right, so that third clip was very informative about homesteading.
Again, it is important that you be realistic and flexible, because you're probably not going to find that quote-unquote perfect piece of land. Now, here are some of the things that are on my list of must-haves. Direct access from a state or county-maintained road. I do not want to have to go through someone else's property to be able to access my land. Since I will be building with Cobb, no large bodies of water like a lake or a pond on or near the property. Zero building restrictions, which equals no building permits required or code inspectors breathing down my neck. The land cannot be located near anything toxic or super stinky like a nuclear plant, landfill, meat processing plant, cow or horse pasture. No large trees. Now, this is something that I have not heard anyone else on YouTube mention. Since I will not be able to afford to have the land professionally cleared, the trees on the property will need to be at a size that I can manage myself with the help of a bow saw. As you can see, there is a lot of forethought that goes into planning a homestead. Some added bonuses would be if the land is already cleared or partially cleared, if it already has a well or water pump, or an existing gate and or driveway. Other things to consider before purchasing the land. Now, of course, this list is not all inclusive. The rule of three: you can go 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. Water is extremely important. There is absolutely no organism on earth that can survive without water. If the property that I purchased doesn't already have a flowing water source like a stream, I will definitely need to know where the closest river or fresh water source is located. The proximity of your land to the nearest town, hospital, and fire department. What was the land previously used for? If the land was commercially farmed, I will definitely need to research the types of chemicals that were used. Now, I would love to be able to purchase a piece of land where my closest neighbor is like a mile away from me, but unfortunately with my budget, this will not be possible. It is important to get a feel for the type of people that live in the area prior to purchasing the land. Being able to access your property during a snowstorm or natural disaster like a hurricane. For example, if a large tree is blocking your driveway, you will need to have a plan for removal since it is on your private property. Check to see how many properties, vacant lots, and homes included that are for sale in your desired area. If everyone in the same area is trying to sell their property, then this could be a telltale sign that you may want to look elsewhere. However, you won't know for sure until you do the research.
Making sure that's it. Okay, I think she done.
The beautiful thing about consciousness is that it will never force itself on you. You always have the option of going back to sleep at any time. The choice is yours. If the information in this post was able to wake up a handful of people, then my mission was accomplished. It is now your responsibility to stay awake, prepare, and continue connecting those dots. Please feel free to share this post. God bless and take care.
Peace and love. Hope all is well. I know that one was a little long. She had a lot of spaces in between. Haru, if you run that last clip for me, then we're going to go ahead and wrap up early. Next week, I have a crazy important topic. I ain't going to let you know what it is right now. Haru and I will work on it. and I'll probably have a guest on the show or something like that. So if you run that next clip, Haru, then we'll wrap up. That was a very informative clip, even though it was a little longer than needed to be. Like I said, it was a lot of spaces in between. But she gave you a lot of food and a lot of jewels on, you know, the things you need to consider. Okay, the things you need to consider. Okay, cool. All right, the things you need to consider before you purchase any land, before you purchase any homesteads, you know, the steps. So I would rewind that, and hopefully Haru will put it in the show notes and then, or the, you know, in the comments, so you can get that clip, that first particular clip. As far as homesteading, I did the homeless, you know, the homeless topic. You know, so it's a lot of people that's not really destitute and things of that nature. They're just tired of the bullshit. They're just tired of the system. They're tired of the matrix. They're tired of all of the rat race shit that everybody else is so in love with or can't figure a way out of. So I love y'all. Peace and love. Next Thursday, we should have hopefully an all-star. I'm trying to get a couple people. I'm attempting to get a couple people. Not try, but I'm going to attempt to get a couple people on this show for next Thursday. So I appreciate your time. Love y'all. And just open up your mind, enhancing awareness. One.
Over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols, and evil over us, over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas. over jungle, over Rima, over Brookhaz, over Griffin, over Quinton, over Rockhaz, over red and over blue and over chokers, over red and over blue and undercovers. Tribal trouble, the tribe high trouble. Cause the youth them now go a war and go fight with nothing. The two sides trouble. Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none trouble. The silent shuffle, and the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle. The tribal hustle, blood time and puzzle. Survival struggle. Everyone deserves to earn, every child deserves to learn. Each and every one deserves a turn, like a flame deserves to burn. Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.